RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Person that was in the league when I was younger said to me and to our staff years ago, hey, it's one thing to have a game plan, but it's another thing to have a staff that is able to adjust in the midst of a game, whether it is at halftime or, you know, second quarter, what have you. That's critical. But it takes two, right? It takes the staff to be able to know how to do that, but also then the players have to execute that, because you can have adjustments, but the players aren't in a spot or space where they're able to adjust and execute those adjustments. And so that combination of buy-in from the players is huge for us.
Sean McDermott, the Bills at 10-4, heading to Cleveland on Sunday. And maybe so are you. This is a pretty makeable road trip. What's our weather looking like, Bulldog? I know warm tomorrow.
Warm tomorrow, warm Friday. I don't know if there's any precipitation between here and Cleveland, but early in the week, what I heard about game day was maybe some wind early, dissipating as the game goes on, no precipitation, like mid-30s temperatures.
All right.
So a trip you could make, I think, you know, not fearing getting snowed in on the way back.
I've got on my app here, windy, high of 32, winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour with higher gusts possible. Oh, that sounds very Bills Browns.
Yeah.
Late season Bills Browns.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going. I'm going the other way.
That's right. You're going east, right?
I'm going east for a few days.
Yeah, I'll be here holding things down.
It's interesting. Yeah. I hope it goes well. Yeah. Interesting how, like, we've talked about the playoff picture all the time here, and how the NFC, and we got into this with Sal for a minute there too, is so similar, where you have a couple of races. I guess maybe they all are in the entire league. Is there a race that's over for the division? No. Well, Philadelphia would be the one.
Right. They can win back-to-back for the first time since 2005?
Anybody?
That division.
I think 02 even, maybe.
02. I knew it was way back. You might be right, 02. It's been a long time since anyone's gone back-to-back there, but yeah, they're close to clinching.
Right. They would have to lose out and Dallas win out.
Right.
Or else it's theirs. That's the closest thing we have to a division that's already decided. Rams-Seattle tomorrow night, both are 11-3. San Francisco's 10-4. With a game against the Seahawks left. They also play, they've had a really easy ride too. They're the Patriots of the NFC this year. San Francisco has at Indianapolis this week, Monday night, and then the Bears. That's not a
cakewalk.
That's not a cakewalk. That's next Sunday night.
Right, but they had a disaster of a year last year, right? So they played they've been a good team perennially, but they had a bad year, so they got the schedule that goes with, you know, being down.
Yeah. New England had a last place schedule itself, and they have three games that are different than ours. They played the Raiders when the Bills played the Chiefs, or, you know, not the same week, but that was the one difference. They lost to the Raiders.
That turned out to be to the Bills' advantage.
Right? The Bills played Houston. New England played Tennessee. That did not turn out to be to the Bills' advantage. And then there would be the NFC East game. The Bills have Philadelphia next week, and the Eagles play the Giants. Every other game on their schedule is the same opponent.
The Patriots played the Giants.
The Patriots, what did I say? Yeah, Eagles?
Eagles, yeah.
Yeah, the Patriots played the Giants.
Yeah. And that worked out, yeah.
And they won that game.
Yep.
So those are the only teams different on each other's schedule. So NFC West is hot. NFC North is great. Chicago and Green Bay, they play this week, half game apart. That tie in there for the Packers, 10-4 versus 9-4-1 in Chicago. Huge game. NFC South is tied, and these teams play this week.
And they play in Week 18 as well.
Right. Tampa and Carolina play this week. Tied for first place. Then what else? Denver's up two games on the Chargers, but they have a loss to them. Chiefs are out, and they play again. That's Week 18. Denver and L.A., another candidate potentially for a Sunday night slot or a Saturday, something like that. Could be big. Denver can wrap it up in advance, though, with the two-game lead. Denver will have Jacksonville this week. That's nice. Then at the Chiefs. You think they're favored at the Chiefs now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Like, me too. Kansas City is a 3.5-point favorite against Tennessee this week.
Yeah. I think Denver will be favored.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
AFC North is close. AFC East is close. AFC South is close.
That is the – not that I have not really seen any evidence of that, of this, what I'm about to say. But, like, if you're like, oh, you know, not minding that Mahomes got injured. I mean, they're going to lose the game anyway and be eliminated. But him not playing, like, I assume he would have played out the string. And if you want Denver to get dinged, like, if you know, any chance you have at the one requires Denver to lose. And that Chief, that game just got a hell of a lot easier. Like, I know what Kansas City's looked like all year, but come on, it's a very different thing if you're going in there to play them, pride, whatever. And now that's just gone. You know, I mean, the rest of the team will still feel that, but you're going to Minshew instead of Mahomes. And that's tough if you're trying to, even maybe, you know, not that I care about New England, but, you know, it's tough. Like, if you're counting on these teams giving their level best, I mean, you don't have Mahomes to do you any favors.
Who knew we would be?
I know, right? What a weird place to live.
Disappointed.
But, yeah.
In that. Can you get Denver out of the one if they win the next two? I can't. So the only team that can catch Denver in wins, if the Broncos beat Jacksonville and then Kansas City, would be New England. But Denver would win the tie if they're both 14-3.
Okay.
So Denver would be able to clinch the one with two wins here, I believe. Maybe we're at the point of the season where, like, somebody's already written all that out, NFL.com or something like that. I think, though, if they win their next two, they have it.
And that's Jacksonville at home on Sunday.
And then at the Chiefs.
At the Chiefs the following week.
I mean, Jacksonville, I'm not giving Denver that game exactly, but like, if they win at home and then win in Kansas City against Minshew, they can lie down in Week 18.
Right.
Which they play the Chargers.
And have the bye anyway.
And have the bye anyway.
Right, so 2 weeks off.
Like the Chiefs did last year.
Right. One seed! Gah! Was there all year and just couldn't... Gah! It's... I don't even have words. You can tell. I'm spitting. This is so frustrating. It's just so frustrating.
So do you want Jacksonville to beat them then? Make it more interesting.
I guess, yeah. Like, if I'm going to live on, you know, I stayed alive by beating New England. Let's just play it out. Let's see what happens. I'm gonna hope for Quinn Ewers to beat the Patriots in Week 18. That's where we're living now. I need Minshew to beat the Broncos.
Oh,
and this has gotten really flimsy. I need Minshew to beat the Broncos, and I need Quinn Ewers to beat the Patriots. Okay. I mean, stranger things? Maybe not.
What do you think of Denver only giving three to Jacksonville at home? Jacksonville is the team that, like we talked about earlier today, we just kind of always passed by. Right.
Yep. Yeah, they don't get any respect. And that's how it is.
That's how it is.
That spread maybe is a sign of respect, or maybe it's more about Denver. Denver has just played so many close games and gotten away with it this year that I think the spread is more about their body of work than it is like what they look like right now. They may have had their Knicks looked as good as he's looked all year, maybe in his career. It's only his second year, but that game on Sunday was he was really good. But mostly they feel like they get away with it every week. So I think that would put a limit on how hard you want to go as far as the spread goes. No matter, I don't want to say no matter who they're hosting, but another 10-win team coming in, it kind of makes sense to me.
Here's another way to maybe in a fun way try to play this out or predict it in the AFC. FanDuel, you know how to you familiar with FanDuel?
I have an account there. Yeah.
See if you can rank, unless you just know this, the top eight AFC teams, which is the seven that are in and the Ravens, by odds to win the AFC championship. I would have enjoyed, I didn't think about this beforehand. I would have enjoyed trying this. Now I'm looking at the answer.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
No. I think I would have enjoyed trying, like almost like on a game show where you have to get 1 through 8 right. Maybe they would give you like one mistake and you have to go back. Do you want to play it that way? I'll give you one mistake.
All right.
Or, you know, we can do it. I'm totally in Price is Right mode here. I'll just tell you how many mistakes you have and you can move guys around.
All right.
I wish we had a graphic.
I think it's probably really tight at the top.
Graphic would help our
listeners. But I feel like Denver now, everything we just talked about, their path to the one is pretty cush. So I feel like they probably have the best odds of winning the conference. And I would bet Buffalo is nipping at their heels. Like maybe there's, I don't know. I'm just going to guess. I have no idea what the numbers are. It's not something I look at frequently. I'm going to guess Denver's plus 300. Bills are plus 350 is my guess. Bills are second. So Denver, Bills, and then from there, what do we got?
I'm still here. I just want to let Bulldog talk this out.
I'll bet. I'm going to say New England is next, followed by Jacksonville, then the Texans, then the Chargers. Do I need one more still?
Your guess right now is Denver, Buffalo, New England, Jacksonville, L.A.?
No, I put Houston ahead of L.A., I think.
Jacksonville, Houston, L.A.?
Yeah.
All right, and then 7-8?
Pittsburgh, Baltimore.
Pittsburgh, Baltimore. Well, you're not perfect.
Darn it.
You've got a couple of things you need to change.
Okay. Can I look now?
I will tell.
I'm going to go. Can I look? I mean,
you want to look at the answer?
Yeah, I'm going to.
Oh, well, I can just tell you.
Okay. Well, whatever. I mean,
you're done.
Yeah, I'm done.
You're saying you're done?
I'm done. Yeah.
All right.
I mean, that was my guess.
Really good at the top. Denver's exactly 3-1, which was your guess. Bills plus 370. Okay. Very close.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
New England third. Houston is fourth.
All right.
Close to New England. Man, Houston is a. We got a. Everybody loves Houston now. Houston plus 550, very close to the Patriots. Right now, that's a first-round matchup. And if you look at this, I wonder if New England is favored by anything in that game.
Mm-hmm.
These are all good questions for Sam tomorrow, or Joe tomorrow, then Sam on Friday. Jacksonville is fifth at 8-1. Baltimore is sixth, tied with L.A.
Baltimore, despite being behind, is ahead of Pittsburgh. Okay, all right.
The point I made to Sal was if they get in, they're going to look good doing it.
Right.
Because they'll have to win in Pittsburgh, maybe even win these games against New England and Green Bay. They're going to look like they're on a roll if they get in. So plus 1,000. Chargers also plus 1,000. Pittsburgh 2,000. Indianapolis is also listed at plus 15,000. It's still having a mathematical chance to make it.
What a tumble that is. Not that they were ever at the top of the odds, but still, they were at the top of the
conference. Well, they were a month ago, they might have been a month ago.
Close to it, anyway.
Close to it.
Yeah. Certainly way better than 15,000.
Yeah, what a sad result for the Colts and their fans, right?
Bad.
8-2, you found love with Daniel Jones and Jonathan Taylor is the offensive player of the year favorite. And then it all just went south. Four straight losses, the injury, Phillip Rivers. I mean, that's kind of funny. Not great. They're home Monday night to get a look at Rivers against San Francisco. 803-0550 for your calls. Back after this timeout here on WGR.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.